Welcome to all those joining us in Uman. We have no words to thank Hashem for the incredible privilege that we're zeicha to be here in Uman today, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, for the final Shabbos of the year. We're going to be here in Uman. Baruch Hashem, Kanai Nahara, there are thousands of people here, all glowing. We don't need no electric lights. Every person here is a spotlight, Baruch Hashem, glowing. The obstacles that we had getting into the country, there are more obstacles coming to this hotel, all the people on the way wishing you well, all the Breslovers saying a good geben shior and everything, everybody glowing and shining. We have no words to thank Hashem really and to thank all the people that are involved in making this happen. Special thanks to Yossi Lanton for helping in a thousand different ways, making this shir possible, making a lot of things possible, Baruch Hashem. And we hope that this Rosh Hashanah is going to be the best Rosh Hashanah that Chassidei Breslov ever had. Each and every person that's here is a tremendous bracha, a tremendous yeshua. Just on the way here, I met a person who said, I have to tell you something. I was coming here with four of my children and one of my kids wasn't going to come. Number one, all of his kids were rooting for him a whole year, telling him, you have to go, you have to go, you have to. And then this child started crying and crying and he said, he's here. He's here. So each one that's here is here as a result of tears and tefillos, whether it's our tefillos, whether it's our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents. Nobody knows. Nobody knows why we're here or how we're here. But we're here representing the world, Baruch Hashem. And we hope very much that everything, all the mitzvahs that will be done here, will be matzliach, will be a yeshua for us, our families, our friends, and all of Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah.
Amen.
We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Tuvia B'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, Rosa Basi Tamar, also Leilui Nishmas, Alexander Ben Leib, whose yahrzeit is on the 29th of Elul, and also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Choylei Yisrael, including everyone. We're towards the end of a halacha that we've been learning for a while, which is based on Torah Chof Hei and Likut Imran, which speaks about Koyach HaMedameh. Rabbeinu Zalveir gives the Eitzahara a new name, Koyach HaMedameh, which is brought in Sforim. Koyach HaMedameh means that his power is to imitate. In other words, there's good and there's imitation good. There's gold and there's imitation gold. And the Eitzahara is all about the imitation, making believe that he's offering good when it's really the opposite, really the opposite. And we've spoken a lot about this so far in the past few weeks. Now we're up to towards the end of the halacha, so those who are joining us for now might be a little bit awkward, but we're going to try to make it very clear. Rav Nosson Zalman in the topic of Purim and showing how to relate Purim to the whole discussion that we've had. Vezehu, we're in middle of paragraph Yud Ches in Hilchas Avodah Salilim, halacha Gimel, paragraph Yud Ches in the middle. Vezehu toikef hanes haniflo v'anoira moed shel Purim. Based on what we're learning here, we'll have a whole new insight to the incredible, powerful, awesome miracle of Purim. Kimavur b'chol hasforim mitoikech nifloes hanes hagodol hazeh hagodol mikol hanisim. As is explained in all the Sifrei Chassidus, the incredible, incredible, great miracle of Purim, which is greater than all other miracles in certain respects. Greater than Kriyas Yamsuf, greater than everything. V'chol hamoyadim b'teilim v'imei Purim lo neftalim. The Gemara tells us that all the other holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, are not going to be active when Mashiach comes. And Purim will be. Why? What's so special? What's so different about Purim? Ki oz hayo bilti efsher la'amoid neged Haman. Because then it was just about impossible to stand up to Haman. Why? Machmas shehizgaber neged kol echod betoikef horash shebechol amadregos. Because Haman was a power of tumah that was so powerful that included in him was all the different madregos. Just like in Kedusha, there are 10 spheros, 10 madregos. There are eser kisrin de mesavusa. There are 10 crowns of tumah. Haman was all 10 put together. There's that pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amolek, that Amolek is a composite of all the Ra of all 70 nations put together. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis where it says, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, only evil all day, wall to wall evil. The last letters of Rak Rak Kol Hayoim spell Amalek. That's Amalek, the ultimate, all-encompassing evil. And he went up against every single Jew using all of his power. Al Kein Chomal Hashem Yisbarach L'Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem had Rachmonis on Klal Yisrael, Va'osolehem Nes Nifla, and performed an incredible miracle, Al Yidei Sheshach Lehem Oz Moshia Vorov, by sending us a savior who es Mordechai HaYehudi, Shehoyo HaHefech Mehoman. As powerful as Haman was in the Sitrachra, Mordechai HaTzadik was that powerful in Kiddusha. The Arizal says you have the Shlosh Esrei Midoy Shel Rachmin, which are the highest level of Chesed of Hashem. One of those Shlosh Esrei Midos is called Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed means a multitude of Chesed. Rav Chesed is Bigematria Mordechai. That was his connection. Mordechai was wired, connected to the highest levels of Rachmim of Hashem. Ki Mordechai hoyo kolu mikidushas hisgalus hagavnen iloin shebechol madregos. Mordechai HaTzadik was a composite of all of the holiness, of all of the holy lights that are found on all levels. Ki bechol darga v'darga, kishetzrichen lachnia hora shebemedame, tzrichen legalois hagavnin. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 25 in Likut Imran, as a person climbs the ladder, each time a person comes to a new madrega, he's got to challenge the klipos on that madrega. He's got to do battle against the forces of the sitrachra in order for him to be able to achieve that level. And in order to do that, you have to reveal the gavnin, the holy lights, shehem gedula sabayri yisparach, which is the greatness of Hashem, that are found on each and every level. Ubevadai kefi hamadrega shetzrichen laois eleho, and depending on what level you want to get to, you have to turn on the lights on that level. You have a building that has 100 floors. Just because the lights are on the lower floors, every time you come to a new floor, if you want to use that floor, you got to turn on the lights. Mordechai hoyo kolu mikidushas hisgalu sagavnin shebechol hamadregos kulon. Mordechai was a composite of all of those holy lights on all those levels. It's possible. There are tzaddikim and there are tzaddikim. We've mentioned many times that the Zohar Kodesh makes comparisons between tzaddikim. Noach was a very big tzaddik. The Torah says, Ish tzaddik, tomim hoyu bedoroisov, esu alikim ishalech Noach. You would think, can't beat that. That's like the top. That's level one. Avraham Avinu is millions of levels higher. Moshe Rabbeinu is millions of levels higher than Avraham Avinu. So there's levels and levels. Mordechai HaTzadik, in order to counter Haman, you needed someone who was as great as is being described here. And again, Rav Nosson Zal's drawing these words from the Arizal, from the Zohar HaKadosh, who describe how high Mordechai really was. V'alkein hoyo lo koyach lehachnia es klipas Haman. And therefore he had the ability to defeat this klipa shehu hora shebemedame shebechol amadregos. Haman is a composite of all the evil of the koyach medame on all levels. Shenichna al yidei kedushas hisgalus hagavnin shel amadregos. And the way we bring about his downfall is by turning on the lights on all the different levels. Shezeo bechinas Mordechai. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove this and show us in the Chumash, where the Gemara says Mordechai's connection is, so we'll see how high he really is. Ki Mordechai hu bechinas besomim roish mordror. Because the Gemara says, Mordechai min ha-Torah minayin, where do you find Mordechai in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, I'll show you. In the Ketores and in the Shemen HaMishcha, every single keli in the Mishkan, including the Mishkan itself, in order to turn on the holiness there, it had to be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. There was this special holy oil that was smeared on the Mizbeach, on the Menorah, on everything to turn on the lights on all of these holy kelim. And the Torah defines the ingredients for this Shemen HaMishcha. Number one, Besomim Roish, the top spice was Mor Deroyer, a certain type of Mor. And the Targum of Mor Deroyer is Morei Dachya, Mordechai. The Gemara says this is where Mordechai is mentioned in the Chumash. The Targum of this Mordoror is Mordechai. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara points out in Chulin, page 139. Hainu Shem Mordechai Hu Bechinas Roish HaBesomim Shol Shemen HaMishcha. So the Torah is telling us that Mordechai was the top one of the holy spices that made up this Shemen HaMishcha, Sheboi Nimshach HaMishkan V'Kelov V'HaKoyhanim U'Malochim U'Bigdei Kuna. The whole center of holiness of the world, the Mishkan, all the Kelim in the Mishkan, the Koyhanim, a Melech, were all anointed with this Shemen HaMishcha, the Bigdei Kuhuna, all had to be smeared with this Shemen HaMishcha. V'HaMishkan V'Kelov Kulam Heim Bechinas Hizgalas HaGavnan Eloim. Now the Mishkan and everything in it are all examples of these Gavnen Eloin, these heavenly lights that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on Likutei Moran that counter the forces of Tumah. The Zohar HaKadosh uses this terminology, Gavnen Eloin, these holy, holy lights. Ki kol ha-Gavnen Eloin hoyu ba-Mishkan ve-Kelov u-be-Bigdei Kuhuna. Because all of these divine lights that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about were all found in the Mishkan, the Kelim of the Mishkan, and the special begodim that the Kohen wore. Shehim bechina zoho v'chesef u'nechoshes u'schelet v'argomon. As the Torah tells us, that all of those gold, silver, copper, all of these that represent these gavnan eloin, were all the components of the Mishkan, and the garments of the Kohen. V'alkein shom hoyu makrivim kol ha-krabonois. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran what was one of the main avodas in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing korbanos. What is a korban? You're slaughtering a behema. What is a behema? A behema is koyach hamedame. Rabbeinu Zal explains, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that there's seichel, there's high-level intellect, and there's low-level intellect. Low-level intellect is called koyach hamedame. It's the bottom of the bottom of seichel. And even an animal, like you have Pavlov's theory, they tell it, animals can recognize certain things. An animal, if it goes to a place and it gets an electric shock, it happens once or twice, the animal knows not to go back there. Or it knows it gets fed in a certain place, it knows to come there for food. That's called medame, a low-level seichel. In the Beis HaMikdash, we shecht behemoth, which means we're shechting medame, we're slaughtering the medame. That was the main avoid. Rabbeinu Zal shows in the Kutman, in order to be zeichet to real seichel, you have to be able to defeat the medame. Shehem hachnoas hamedame. Kishom, because there in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, nichna hamedame, al yidei shenizgalu sham kol agavnin. As a result of all of these holy lights, gold, silver, being turned on in the Mishkan, that's what helped to defeat the medame. Shal yidei ze ikar hachnoas hamedame. V'ikar hizgalus kedushas kolelo agavnin shal Mishkan v'kel v'gde guna hakoil loy hoyo meir u'mizgale kim al yidei shemen ha-Mishcha. And all of these lights, what turned on those lights? The Shemen HaMishcha, that was the lighter fluid. You want to make a barbecue, you have coals, you have everything. You need that lighter fluid to get it started. The lighter fluid was the Shemen HaMishcha. That was what really turned on everything. Sheboi Nimshichu Kulam. Everything, all the Kelim of the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna and the Koyhan, everything had to be anointed with this Shemen HaMishcha. And that's what started their holiness. That's what turned on their holiness. Ki kol hamishkan vekelov loy niskachu bigdushoson ad shenimshchu b'shemen hamishcha. Because the holiness there was not activated until it was anointed with this shemen hamishcha. V'ikar kedushasam huav yidei shenizgale v'heir bohem hizgale sagavnim. And what their holiness was really all about was the revelation of these lights, these divine lights in them. Shehem ikar gedula saboiris baruch. That's the real manifestation of the greatness of Hashem, this light. We know the Sifrei Kabbalah, when they talk about creation, they talk about oyer mayim rokia. There's a pasuk, Hashem yiten oymer, that Hashem gives forth Oymer. Oymer. Oymer means speech. Oymer is Oyer Mayim Rokia, that the beginning of the revelation of Hashem was light. Creation started off with light. Then it dropped down to a more physical level of mayim, water. And then it dropped down to another level of rakia, the sky, and then there's shamayim and eretz, you know, levels and levels and levels. So when we talk about light, especially kedusha, kedusha is referred to as light. Kiner mitzvah v'toira oir, shemishom ikar hakedusha. And it's from this revelation of these lights, that's where holiness comes from. Ki b'chol mokim shemizgal egdula saboy reisporach yoyser, shom chola hakedusha b'yoyser. Because wherever there is a greater revelation of Hashem's greatness, there is greater holiness. Kama shekosud, as the pasuk says, v'his gadalti, v'his kadashti. I will be gadol, I will be kadosh. Rav Nosson is showing us here. Wherever the gedulas Hashem is displayed more, there's more kedusha there, there's more holiness. So if the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mishkan, was the holiest place, it means there was the greatest revelation of the Gedulas Hashem. Now remember, one of the definitions of Gedulas Hashem is miracles. Rabbi Nezal brings in Likutei Moran, there's a pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Sapru no lies hagedoylois she'osa Elisha. Tell me the great things that Elisha Navi did, referring to the miracles that he did. And the Gemara says there, Ve'elisha David, Barachmihu David. All the miracles Elisha David, he did through tefillah. So gedula means miracle. Gedula means greatness of the display of the greatness of Hashem, which is synonymous with kedusha. Remember, by Elisha Navi, it says, Ish kodosh oivar aleinu tamid. The Gemara says that the woman in whose house he stayed, she said, a holy person stays here always. The Gemara says, how did she know he was holy? She saw there were no stains on his bed sheet, and she saw there were no flies, no fly. Just like in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh, one of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdosh, meat and blood, no fly, to show the Kedusha. So this Gadat, where there's Gedulas Hashem, there's Kedusha. How is the Gedulas Hashem displayed? Through these lights, these Gavnen Eloim, which are found in gold and silver. And that's why the Mishkan Beis Mikdash had to be full of gold and silver, all of these things. These weren't physical, this was spiritual, this was divine lights. Nimtza shekedushas kol ha-mishkan ve-kelov, shehakoil hoya idei hizgalas ha-gavnen, shem Gedulas Haboyer Gzoshes Baruch, hakoil hoya idei shemen ha-mishkan. So this revelation of these lights, which is the greatness of Hashem, was all activated through this Shemen HaMishcha, Shehu Bechinas Mordechai, Shehu Bechinas Besomim Roish Mordvor. The Gemara says that's his connection. That's where Mordechai is coming from. He's coming from Besomim Roish Mordvor, Shemimenu Nasam Shemen HaMishcha. That's what was used to make this special oil. Shemordechai kolul mikedushas kol hagavnin shebechol hamadregos kulam. Mordechai atzadik is a composite of all the lights on all the levels. Me'achar shal yotoy ikar horas hagavnin shebechol tzira mishkan. Since we just showed that through him, through this mordechai, that's what turned on all the lights of all the kelim in the mishkan. Ki hamishkan v'kelov hayu klulim mikol hamadregos shebechol Yisrael. Because the Mishkan and all the kelim in it were a composite of all the holiness of all 600,000 Jews combined, the entire spectrum of Kedusha. Sheklulim b'koimas odom kayadua. We know that all the different levels of holiness are included in the structure of Odom. The Zohar Kodesh shows, number one, for example, that the body of a human being, the head is shaped like a yud. You have the five fingers on the hands, that's the hey. The trunk of the body is the vav. And the five toes on each foot are the hey, yud ke vav ke. And the Zohar Kodesh shows how all 10 spheroids are represented by the body. The three spheroids in the head, the chesed, gvura, right hand, left hand, and so on and so forth. So all levels of kedusha are included in this tziura of man, of Adam. Kimavur b'ksavim, as is explained in the Kisvei Arizal, in Sifrei Kabbalah, v'hamishkan hoyo bebechinas koimas Adam. And the Mishkan also was formatted in this format of Adam, this Adam ho'elyoin. K'mo shekosu b'zoyer ha-kodesh, Tziura de Mashkana kit Tziura de Adam. The Zohar HaKadosh says the shape and format of the Mishkan was like the shape and format of Adam, this Adam Elyon. Meaning all the different spheroids, all the different midos of Hashem were all included in the Mishkan. The Menorah and the Shulchan on the right and the left, the Zohar HaKadosh shows the correspondence. V'alkein hoya ha-mishkan kolol mikulam. And therefore the Mishkan was a composite of all of them. U'mordechai, shehu roish ha-psomim shel shemen ha-mishcha, and Mordechai, who is the top one of all the spices that were included in the shemen ha-mishcha, shemishom ikar gedushas ha-mishkan, which is where the holiness of the Mishkan comes from, hainu ikar hizgalus ha-gavnen shebechol prote ha-mishkan, which is the main revelation of all the lights that are in the Mishkan, alkein hoya kol mikidushas ha-gavnen shebechol ha-madregos. Therefore, Mordechai Atzadik was a composite of the holiness of all the lights on all levels. Any questions?
The question is that when a person, I think it's also in this Torah cafe, goes from level to level, they have to bring these klipos anew. Is this the koch medanim? It appears as if the person has the nefila, the baby says, this is what he thinks. He's not in the field. This is a whole other level. So is this the Madame, or is he actually fighting these Klipos on the next level, or is it just as a Madame?
The question is, the term Madame, one of the definitions of the word Madame is imagination, fantasy. Nisim is asking, is this when a person, Rav Enzal says there in that chapter in the Qutman, that each time a person goes to a new level, he has to do battle against the Klipos on that level. His question is that imagination? Is that fantasy? Or is it real? Is it? The answer is, it's real. This term medama has several definitions. The word medama means imagination, fantasy. The word medama also means klipa. Another word for medama is klipos. So it's a real battle. But the real battle is also imagination, meaning, Rav Nosson Zal touched on it in this halacha, that you have zman and lamala min azman. The whole concept of time, the whole concept of this world is one big koyach ha-medameh. This world is all in medameh. Because, for example, in this world, there's a concept of time. Rabbi Nizal shows there that the lower the level, the lower the level of seichel, the longer the time. A child, a small child, you tell him, we're going to go on for a ride now. We're going on a trip for an hour. It's going to take us an hour to get to this place. You're driving 3 minutes. Is it already an hour? Is it an hour yet? Another thing, it's not an hour yet. The smaller the seichel, the longer the time. We, Rav Nosson Zal showed earlier, so that when a person is dreaming, a person can experience like years of life in a dream, and he wakes up and he saw he slept only 15 minutes because he was in dreamland. We in this world are in dreamland compared to compared to the real world. The real world is Olam Haba, which is called Olam Ho'emes. This world is Olam HaSheker. So this whole world is one big dimyon, one big koyach ha-medameh. Within the medameh, there's levels and levels. But the person is experiencing, on our level, the battle is very real. It manifests itself in people. People saying, don't go to Ukraine, it's dangerous. Don't go to, and if you're going to Ukraine, go to some restaurant. Don't go to where that tzaddik, that's the last place you want to be. And they don't know that the safest place on earth is in the basin. It says that when Yoav, when somebody, the general of Dovid HaMelech, who did some one thing, he was going to be killed, he ran to the Mishkan, he ran to the Mizbeach, to hold on, he knew there they couldn't kill him. He knew that's the safest place. The safest place is the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. The safest place is by the Tzaddik. Anyone else? Any questions?
The thing with the less sechel, having less constant time, is that Rav Nosson Zal talks about not pushing things before their time. Is that also because someone's trying to do that, they're lacking in sechel to...
Exactly. This concept of al tidchak es hashor. Don't try to grab something before the right time. Wait, the ability to wait. Because again, where we are down here on earth, there's zman, there's this concept of zman, and if you try to push something before the right time, chas v'shalom, it doesn't work.
So that's because of lack of sechel.
Of course, of course. The higher the sechel, Rabbi Nizal gave an example, the great tzaddikim are able to sleep less. Why? Higher sechel, less medame, less sleep, less...
like this, what is the significance of Kliba in terms of what we're meeting? Right?
Yes.
The Rebbe is talking in Kafei about going to a higher level.
Yes.
Meaning this.
Exactly.
Having to break through it.
Exactly. It's a challenge. It's a darkness that on every single level, meaning, let's say emes, the term emes, truth. There's truth and there's a higher truth.
Yeah.
There's emes and emes lamitoi. Each time you want to get to a new level, there's the klipa that surrounds the fruit.
Okay.
Each time you want to get to a fruit, and it's a higher level. The Gemara says, kol agodol mechaveroi, yitzroi godol himenu. Whoever's on a higher level has a higher level angel meeting him up there. On the 20th floor, there's one level angel. On the 21st floor, a whole new angel, a whole new set of medatna, a whole new set of klipas. But again, it's all this make-believe reality. The challenges that a person has sometimes, when a person wants to accomplish something of Kedusha, the challenges seem very real. And if a person succeeds in overcoming the challenges, they look and say, wow, it was a mirage. It looked like impossible. It looked like, and it's nothing. It was nothing. The Gemara says in the future, tzaddikim are going to cry and Rishon are going to cry. Tzaddikim are going to cry. They're going to see the Eitz Hara as a huge, gigantic mountain. And they're going to say, how in the world were we able to overcome this mountain? Where did we get the power from? And the Rishon are going to seem like a little here. And how didn't we have the strength to overcome this nonsense, this foolishness? You know.
And that previous point, it sounds like a very practical thing. Usually when we hear, don't try and do things before it's time, usually the response is, okay, so I have to wait. But what we're saying here is that if the point is to increase your das. If you increase your das, then you can understand what the right time is. You can understand what's supposed to be going on. That the connection between das and time completely changes that whole idea. And there's something, yes, there is something to do. You increase your das, and then you can access it.
Exactly. One of the ways that we overcome this medama is ratcheting up the das. Remember, we quoted from the Kuzari, ilu yedativ heyisiv. The more das a person has, the more recognition of Hashem, the more that person is plugging into Hashem. The more you plug into Hashem, all the sheker disappears. It's a joke. It evaporates, you know.
Do we know what Shem Mor is? Is that a real substance in our current reality?
I don't know. Possible. I know there are people that have tried. There are people that sell things that are like, not like, similar to the Ketores, similar to the components of the Ketores. I don't know whether we really, really know today exactly what each one of those components, you know, if it exists today, if we know what it is. But remember, there's a halacha that a Jew today is not allowed to make Shemen HaMishcha, not allowed to. One of the Taryag mitzvahs is not to make the Shemen HaMishcha, not to make the Ketores, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Individual component is not an issue.
I have that one, the Chalbanan. They don't put the Chalbanan inside of it. They roll the tin, but they don't put the Chalbanan inside.
Interesting. V'alkein nosan loya shemizborach koyach lahachnia ulahashpil es homan oroshi yamach shemoi. And therefore Hashem gave Mordechai at Tzadik the power to defeat Haman, ulahatzil kol echod ve'echod miYisrael miyodoi, and to save every individual Jew from Haman. There's the Haman that's battling Klal Yisrael, and there's the Haman that each and every single one of us is being challenged. There's the Amalek inside of us. Mikoton v'ad godol, from the smallest Jew to the greatest Jew. Ki kemoi shehaman misgaber bechol doer keneged kol echod miYisrael, because just like Haman rises up in every single generation against every single Jew, afilu keneged hakoton b'mayli, even against the smallest, lowest yid, whom is gaber kenegdoi bekoya, the Haman does battle against him, bekoya hasosois upituyim v'demyoinois umeniois ubilbulim b'lishir, through all kinds of seductions and all kinds of fantasies and obstacles and bilbulim, confusion. All of those terms are all synonymous in our context. It's all under this umbrella term of koyach hamedame, yetzer hara, belishir, countless ones, hanim shochem yimadregos hagavois menu harbe harbe, which come from levels that are way above the person. Haman is drawing energy from the top floors. to crush and smash every Jew, including the lowest one. So too Hashem sends in each and every generation a tzaddik who is like Mordechai, shekolo mikol hamadrega shebikdusha, who is a composite of all the levels of holiness, sheyesh loy koyach lohoyer afilu bapocha shebibchusin, who has the ability to shine light down to the lowest, lowest places, to the lowest, smallest Jew, he'oro niflo v'atzuma moid moid, an incredible bright light, hanimsheches mimadregois gavois menu harbe moid, which is coming from thousands and thousands of levels above that Jew. The tzaddik is drawing light from billions of levels above, and because it's so high level of light, it can reach down, down to the lowest places. And through this, the tzaddik saves us from this klipa of Haman, which tries to overpower the Jew, using the powers of the sitrachra that are above that person's level. It's a battle going on. Again, Haman is drawing from here to crush the Jew down here. So Hashem has to have a matching tzaddik up here to match his powers, to be able to make sure to save the Jew on the lowest levels. Today is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, preparing for Shabbos, the final Shabbos of the year. Shabbos, in certain ways, is the holiest holiday of the year. Bigger than Rosh Hashanah, bigger than Yom Kippur, bigger than everything. We're going to say tonight in Kiddush, Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is the beginning, the top of all holiness, of all holidays. All holidays draw from Shabbos. It's Shabbos Shabbosoin. Shabbos is what feeds light into all the holidays. On Shabbos, there's levels also. Everything has levels and levels. Friday night is one level. Friday night is, we're going to say, Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. That refers to the Malchus, the Shechina. That's one level. Shabbos morning is called Atiko Kadisha. That's the top. And Shabbos Mincha is higher than both. Shabbos Mincha is the unification. It's bringing everything together. Friday night we say V'yonuchu Va Kol Yisrael in Shmoneh Esrei. Va is feminine. Shabbos morning we're going to say V'yonuchu Voi Kol Yisrael. Those are Dal Nusach Sfarim. Shabbos Mincha we're going to say V'yonuchu Vom Kol Yisrael. So Shabbos Mincha is the climax, the top of the top of the Kiddush of Shabbos. It's called Riva Derivan. And we're told that one of the things that makes it so holy is the fact that three of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, their souls left them on Shabbos at Mincha. Who are they? Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and David HaMelech, who represent the full spectrum of Kedusha. They represent all 10 spheroids. How? Moshe Rabbeinu is called Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brought us the Torah. It says, Ato Horei Solo Das Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu is Shin Mo. The word Moshe, you have the letter Shin in the middle, which has the three heads representing those three spheroids. Yeah. The word Mo is three times Yud K. The letters of Hashem's name that represent Seichel are Yud K. Three times Yud K is Mo 45, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is that uplet, the head. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is Bigematria six times Yud K Vav K. Yosef represents the six midos of Chesed through Yesoid. Yosef is Yesoid. And Dover HaMelech is the Malchus. That, so those three are, again, the full Koimas Odom, all three. Moshe, Yosef, David is Bigimatria Tefillah, the word Tefillah. At Shabbos at Mincha we say, Va'ani Sefilosi Loch Hashem Eis Rotzon. The Tefillah is this nuclear weapon that's koilel the full spectrum of Kedusha, draws from all the lights, top to bottom, everything top to bottom. Moshe Yosef David is Begematria 515. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha said that Rebbe Nachman ben Simcha is Begematria 516, which is Koilel, all three of these, plus one. Plus one means the Koilel, which brings all of them together. We know that it's brought that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to get to Eretz Yisrael. and he was not physically, he wasn't there, he wasn't Zeicher. Rabbeinu Zal said, Va'ani Tfila, that I am all about Tfila, I am wall-to-wall Tfila, and we see here, you come to Uman, or you come to any Breslov shul anywhere in the world, you see kids davening, where there are Rosh Yeshivas who could wish they could daven like that. There are Rabbonim that could wish they could daven like some of the Bachrim or some of the guys, some of the men with earrings and stuff like that who are crying to Hashem, and we would wish we could daven like them. We would wish we could be on their madrig of sincerity and tefillah, etc., etc. So this tzaddik, Rav Nosson Zal, just said that in every generation, the Haman is active, because the Torah says that Haman did not go away. Haman, they hung him on a tree and everything. He's still spiritually, he's still alive and kicking. We say, Melchomo Lashem Bamolek Midor Dor. There's a battle against Amolek from generation to generation. We just read Parshas Kisetze 2 weeks ago, the Parshas Zohar. Melchomo Lashem Bamolek, at the end of Beshalach it says, Melchomo Lashem Bamolek Midor Dor. What is Dor Dor? Dor Dor means generation. The battle against Amalek is the battle of the Dalit against the Reish. It's Hashem Echad versus Kel Acher. There's Elohim Acherim, the second one of the Ten Commandments. Lo yelecho Elohim Acherim. No other ones. Acher, remember in the Gemara you had Acher. Acher means apikoiris. Acher means denial of Hashem. Sitra Achra it's called. There's Acher, and the opposite of Acher is Echad, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And on Friday night, we say Kigavna, all about Echad, Echad. And Shabbos Mincha, Ato Echad, Vishimcha, Echad, Amika, Goy Echad, Baretz. All about this oneness. So the battle is the Dalit against the Reish. The Melchom Hashem Lamalik, Midor Dor. The Dalit versus the Reish, the Hashem Echad versus Kel Acher. It's brought that Kel Acher is Begematria Amalek. Amalek is this sitrach, this kelach, this idol worship, this denial of Hashem. This battle is in every generation. So Haman is active in every generation, and Mordechai HaTzadik is alive in every, is the tzadik, the leading tzadik in every generation, is the tzadik who's connecting to Mordechai, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to all of these tzadikim. And by being connected to all of them, drawing power from all of them. We believe Emunah Shlema, that any Jew anywhere in the world who has Emunah Tzadikim, who believes in Tzadikim, and who wants to connect to Tzadikim, they're connecting to this power, they're connecting to the Tzadikim in every... The Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe Iso Bechol Dora V'Dora. Moshe Rabbeinu is found, exists in every generation. Where? In the leadership of the generation. Which leadership? The true leadership. There's leaders and there's leaders. In every generation, during Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there was Erev Rav. During our generation, there's Erev Rav always. There's true leaders and false leaders. The true tzaddikim are the ones who are connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, to all the tzaddikim of the past, and drawing from their power to do battle against the Haman of our generations, in our generations, which again is this combined force of all the powers of the Sitra Achra. V'zois ha'ora shal Mordechai HaTzadik anu zoichin b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shona v'shona b'imei ha'purim ha'ela. And this light of Mordechai HaTzadik, we are zoichin in every generation, every year, especially during the days of Purim. It's brought, my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld once said that Purim is koilel all the holidays. The word Purim is Pesach, the Reish is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur, the Mem is Matan Torah, the Vav is Vesukos, Pesach, Vesukos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Mem is Matan Torah. Koilel all the holidays. Kemoy Shekosuv, as it says, Vayomim Ho'ele Nizkorim Venasim B'chol Dor V'Dor. It says clearly in Megillah Esther that these days of Purim that they had during Mordechai and Esther are remembered and reenacted. It says Venasim. Those days are reenacted in every single generation. Because this is the main battle that each and every one of us are dealing with in every generation. Meaning, in addition to my own personal Yetzirah, and my own personal challenges, my own personal taivas rois and midas rois, shetzorich melchome gedoyle v'skabros god lama kenegdom, which requires major battle and major strength to overcome, noisef al ze oimdim neged kolechot b'nei otam harbe. In addition to that, there are many people that are rising up against each and every one of us, horoitzim lemonoi miderech hachai, who want to block the person from the path of life. What is the path of life? Coming close to the tzaddikim. The tzaddik is called tzaddik chai almen. The tzaddikim are the ones who feed life into all the worlds. Tzaddik chai almen. Yosef, the sphere of Yesoid, is the one that all the lights above it feed into Yesoid, and Yesoid is the one that feeds into the Malchus. The Malchus is this world. The world is the Malchus of Hashem. The world is called the Malchus of Hashem, all of these worlds. All of them are receiving via the Tzaddik. The Zohar Kodesh says there's a pasuk, Meho Oichel Yotzo Ma'achol, that from Oichel comes forth Ma'achol. What is Oichel? Tzaddik Oichel is Soiva Nafshoi. The Tzaddik is called Oichel. From the Tzaddik comes forth Ma'achol. All Shefa goes from Hashem via the tzaddikim to the world. Again, when Yosef HaTzaddik was alive, Parois, everyone, the whole world saw this, that the entire economy of the world was being controlled and rescued by Yosef HaTzaddik. The whole world saw on a physical level. We know that it's true on a spiritual, on all levels. V'yesh binyan zeh shinuyim harbe le'ein mispor. And there are many different variations of this. Kilefomim habaldover mislabish atzmoi afilu beish kosher, because sometimes the Yetzirah cloaks himself in a religious person. As you would think that the obstacles, the menias, are going to come from goyim. Sometimes it's from goyim. Sometimes it's from a religious person that will be used. The Yetzirah will use that person to try to convince a person not to go to a tzaddik. What do you need a tzaddik for? That's other religions have tzaddikim. You go directly, you don't need a tzaddik. There's no intermediary, you have Hashem. Everybody goes to Hashem. V'lefomim be'ezet tzaddik. And sometimes the Yetzer will be nislabesh in a tzaddik. Shemachnis beliboy lachloik al derech hayosher Boy, where the Yetzer will inject into the heart of a tzaddik sometimes to chas v'sholem argue against, to oppose the person coming close to a tzaddik. Ki habaldovor mevalvel ha'olam harbe b'chol dor, because the Yetzer creates major confusion in every single generation. During the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up against him? Koirach. That Rashi says Koirach was a giant. The Zohar Kodesh says that Koirach was a very, very high level, was on a very high madrega. And the Yetzirah used him to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. All kinds of different examples of this. Shaul HaMelech, who ran to try to kill David, try to murder David HaMelech. The brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, who got together and made a bezdin and came out with a psak, that it's a mitzvah to kill this guy. Ve'ikar his garusoi, hu al haderech hayoshor shohoiru lanu hatzadikim hashleimim hagedoilim b'mala b'yoser. And the main efforts of the Yetzer Hara are focused to do battle against the righteous path, which the true tzadikim, the tzadikim who have achieved the highest degree of shleimus, are teaching this path. Shehem klulim mikol hamadrega shebikdusha. These tzadikim are composite of all the levels of holiness. V'hu mislapish atzmoi b'bnei yodam daiko lachloik al tzadikim gedoy l'keilu. And the Yetzer Hara cloaks himself in these people. He uses these people to try to oppose this derech, to say that this is wrong, you shouldn't be learning these sforim, this is not an improper derech. They wanted to put the Baal Shem Tov in Cheirim, Rachmon al-Islam. They wanted to put the Arizal. When the Arizal, during his time, there were people who questioned, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Val hadrochim yeshorim unachoinim shegil boilam. And to challenge the righteous paths that these tzaddikim revealed in the world. Tfila, hispoidedus, chatzois, mikvah, umahapecho emes. And the Yetzer Hara flips over the emes Al yidei zeh, al yidei ha'odom ha'koton b'mayla, b'svorois v'kushyois u'bilbulim, using all kinds of logic and all kinds of proofs, hanim shochemi madregas ha'gavois menu, which come from levels above the level this person is on, sha'yidei zeh koshe la'amoid kenegdoi. And this makes it very difficult for the person to deal with these challenges, because the sitracher is drawing from high places. And again, he's using people. He's using people, sometimes parents, sometimes Avram Avinu, his parents, Terach and Amasloi, they were his problem. Each one has their different menias, different obstacles. In Yoredeya, in Hilchas Kibud Avoim, it says there in Shulchan Aruch, if a person, a teenager who's 18 years old, 16 years old, he's still in his parents' house. If he feels that he can daven better in a particular shul, not because they have a better kiddush club, not because they daven quicker, but because the davening is really big, believes he can have more kavona, daven better. And his father would like him to daven with him where he is. The Pischei Tshuva there shows that in this item, if the person is really sincere, we're not talking about clowns, we're talking about a person who's real. If the person is real, this is not in the gedder of kibud avoim. The Gemara says that if a parent would tell a child chas v'shom to be mechal Shabbos or to commit any type of sin, the Gemara says, ato v'ovicho chayov mikvoidi. You and your father are required to respect Hashem. So parents also have a higher authority to report to. Now, obviously, this isn't a joke. This is a very serious, delicate point where a person has to be sure they know what they're doing in terms of when. But again, the Shulchan Aruch makes it perfectly clear that there could be such a possibility. There could be a parent, a religious parent, who wants the best for their child, and they perceive that they know what's best for their child. Or sometimes, parents' vision is clouded by their own concerns. A person likes kavod, respect. And of course, a father feels a certain respect when he's in a shul and his children are sitting with him in shul. That's a certain kavod. And to have to explain to people, my son went to another shul. What's wrong with this shul? If that shul's better, you should be there. I remember one time my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld was away in Eretz Yisrael and I was in America. And usually, every Shabbos, I would walk about an hour to go to where he davened, where he gave a shir and everything. So one Shabbos, he was away, so I stayed in my parents' neighborhood, and I came to Shul Mincha, and one of the clowns there, I came into the shul, he makes an announcement, look who's here, look who's here. Why are you here? Well, what are you doing here? Why don't you go to your rabbi? I said, he's not here. Oh, he's not here. And just in front of the whole shul. He says, I don't understand you. You have a shul right here. Why do you have to go there? I said, you're right, you don't understand. If you knew where I was going to, you'd be in front of me. You'd get there much quicker. We should be zeicha to know that there are shuls and there are shuls. Every shul is good, every shul is special, but they're not the same. The Torah makes it, the Shulchan Aruch makes it perfectly clear that there are levels and levels, all kinds of levels. Today is Erev Shabbos. This is the last Erev Shabbos of the year Tovshin Pei Beis. A person can do tshuva today for all the other Erev Shabboses, to get ready for Shabbos early, to go to the mikvah, to do all the mitzvahs of Erev Shabbos, shnai mikra vecha targum, mikvah, getting dressed for Shabbos, all the preparations to try to do it as best as we can to be a tikkun for the whole year. And that Shabbos itself should be a tikkun for all the Shabbosim, all the whole year. We should be zeicha that all Yidden throughout the world should be zeicha to a tshuva shleima, emuna shleima. We're going towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The climax is going to be Sukkos. On Sukkos we take an esrog, and the esrog in certain ways is the most important of all the dalet minim. The word esrog makes up the first letters of emuna, tshuva, refua, and geula. That these are four of the items where the word shleima is used. Emuna shleima, tshuva shleima, refua shleima, geula shleima. There have been geulais. There were geulais, but the job wasn't finished. That we had Purim. Haman was hung, and he's not hung. He's still hanging around. He was hung, and he's hanging. We should be zeicha that Hashem should give us the final geula, and a complete refuah, begashmis abruchnis for all those that need it, and we should be zeicha to emuna shleima in Hashem, in the Torah, in tzaddikim, and in ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to believe that Hashem is getting nachas from each and every one of us all over the world who want to come close to Hashem, want to come close to tzaddikim, and be zeichet to see the coming of Moshiach, the Gula Shem b'mehera, amen, amen, v'amen.
Amen.
Any questions before we close? I believe I was about 18 or 19 years old at the time.
Well, the Sitrach was using other tzaddikim against the tzaddik emes. So like the Shvatim, even though it's Yosef, they're all perfect tzaddikim. And Shaul Melech, like when he died, he was like as clean as when he was born. And the Gra, they said that they had like his one that told me the best had Eliyah and the Shem when he died, and they wanted to stop him from going to Shemayim. Bat Kol came out, said everything he did was L'Shem Shemayim. So how is it that these, say, second-tier tzaddikim, but they're still the next best, how is it if they're so holy and holy, so that the Sitra Achra is able to use people that are so L'Shem Shemayim and so Kadosh against the tzaddik emes? It seems like really weird.
It's a very good question. It's a valid question. We need to know, this is where it's such an important point. Koirach, who is one of the major superheroes of the Sitra Achra in the Torah. What was Koirach's battle cry? Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. We're all holy. We're all holy Jews. That was his battle cry. That was his mistake. It's true we are all holy. It doesn't mean we're all equal. And he said all of us stood at Har Sinai. All of us learned Torah. So what's the difference between you and me, between Moshe Rabbeinu and me? The answer is, one of the answers is, that just because we all learn Torah doesn't mean we're equal. Because the Torah says, V'loi ha-medrash ha-ikar ela ha-maisa, that learning isn't the main thing, it's what you do with the learning. It's how the learning improves you and takes you to higher and higher levels. I gave the example of Noach, Avraham, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar Kodesh mentions this. The Zohar Kodesh gives a more powerful example. Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Nitzavim. We're getting close to Parshas Hazinu, where the Zohar Kodesh makes a comparison between Yeshaya Hanavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, one of the 24 books of the Torah is Yeshaya. So you have to picture who we're talking about here. Yeshaya Hanavi. And the Zohar Kodesh says that when Yeshaya Hanavi began his prophecy, and he said, Shimi Shamayim Vazini Eretz, listen here, you in heaven and on earth. The Malachim heard him, and they said, who is this? Who does he think he is? A human being saying Shimi Shamayim? The Zohar Kodesh says they picked up metal sticks to smash his head. And he saw these angels. So he said, Ki Hashem Diber, oh, hold your horses. I'm not making my own speech here. I'm going to be speaking the words of Hashem. So the Zohar Kodesh says, they put down the sticks. They didn't apologize or anything. They put down, okay, we won't beat him up. The Zohar Kodesh says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabero, V'sishma Ha'oretz Imrefi. Listen, heaven, and I'm going to speak. And listen, earth, to the words of my mouth. The Zohar Kodesh says that when he said those words, everything in the Bria stopped. The fish that was swimming hit the brakes. A bird that was flying hit the brakes. An angel that was in the middle of a mission, their mission was paused until that Shiras Hazina was over. What I'm telling you now is the beginning. The Zohar Kodesh goes on and gives an incredible comparison. He says Shimi Hazini, he says Hazin, explaining each detail there to show that there are levels and levels and levels. This is one of the yesodos of Emuna in Yiddishkeit, that even the greatest tzaddikim have challenges and they have tests. We know by Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, when Yosef HaTzadik came to Yaakov Avinu with his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, and he wanted to get a bracha, Yaakov Avinu said, whoa, 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 what bracha? Yaakov Avinu looked into the future and he saw bad coming out of Menashe and he saw bad coming out of Ephraim. And he was not willing to give the bracha. And Yosef HaTzadik said, but, there's good going to come out of them also. And Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, we see that even on that level, Yaakov Avinu Yosef HaTzadik, to be able to see the good that even the greatest of tzaddikim are being tested. And Yaakov Avinu agreed after Yosef HaTzadik explained, he agreed with them and he gave them the bracha. He did give them the bracha. So we see that these tests are on all levels. And we're going to have soon, we're leading up to the next, in a page or two, we're going to go into Hilchas Ribbis. Hilchas Ribbis Halacha Hey is one of the most outstanding chapters in the entire Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal goes into this topic of machloikis and machloikis among tzaddik on the most incredible clarity, explaining why and how and what, all the details. This is a reality. You mentioned it yourself. You gave the examples. Yosef Tzadkin's brothers. So the tzaddikim need to know about this, and they need to know to stay away from machloikis. It's dangerous. The shvatim got hurt terribly. Yosef Tzadik said, no, this was great. This was lemichya. This was fabulous. Hashem said, true, fabulous. They're going to pay a penalty. The Asorah Harugei Malchias, where each one of them was tortured to death and put to death in the most horrific, ugly ways because of machloikis against a tzaddik. So we need to know that this is the most dangerous thing in the world, that even tzaddikim have this test. They have this test. Sometimes this is their final test, that after they pass all the other tests, now to see if you can realize that there's higher, there's above him, that concept. We see during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Egel Hazov, even Aaron HaKohen was included in it, in a sense, with all good intentions. And Yehoshua was protected. You know, there's a lot, we're going to learn a lot throughout Likutei Halachos about this. So that this is a reality. And Rav Nosson Zal explains the reason for this is because a malach is powerful, a human being is 1,000 times more. A malach is on a certain level. A human being is a composite of all levels. And therefore the Satan knows that this is his secret. This is nuclear. Nuclear is when it's an islabish in a person, then it's the worst. That's the most difficult mania in certain ways. We should be zeicher that we should be part of we should be on the right side of the fence. We should not make machloikas against anyone, against any Jew, and especially not against anybody, because v'ameir kulam tzadikim, all Klal Yisrael is included to a degree in this title tzadik, but especially against anybody who might be a tzadik. The last thing in the world you want to do is talk against. We have good things to talk. We have good things to... If a person has something good to say, you say it. If you don't have something good to say, don't say it. Moshiach is going to be called Sar Shalom. We're going to learn a lot about this throughout the whole Likutei Halachos, but especially stay tuned for Hilchas Ribbis Halacha Hey. That's one of the most outstanding places where this topic is really explained from A to Z, big time.
Sure.